Hello and welcome to Anatomy of Us, a show dedicated to bringing real help to real couples. I'm your host, Melanie Studley.
What's up, guys? My name is Seth Studley. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist, and together we are high-performance marriage coaches.
We are cutting through the bullcrap and creating a movement of happy, healthy, badass couples all over the world.
Let's go!
This episode contains explicit language that is not very good for tiny ears. So if you're with your kids, put your headphones on. Take it away, Mom and Dad. It's time for the show. Let's go.
All right, guys. What's up? Seth here. I'm doing a solo episode because May is for men, and we got it a little bit backwards. We know Mother's Day is in May. Father's Day in June is in June, but we don't care. May is for men. There's cool alliteration going on there. And one thing we want to talk about is I want to do this episode to talk about why we're doing May is for men, right? So a lot of times we talk about, or we get a lot of, we get more female questions, I think. How do I get my man in counseling? How do I get him to do coaching? He's cheating. He's doing this. He's doing that. He wants to take off his pajamas and stop playing video games. How do I wake his ass up, right? And sure, there's a lot of women's problems stuff out there, but us guys, we have feelings, we have emotional needs, we have physical needs, and we want to do the best we can. So we really wanted to talk about May being for men, and men, what you need, the tools, the tactics, the technique to not only become closer to your wife and your family, it all starts you getting closer to yourself. And a lot of guys shy away from that because maybe it's emotional, it's this or that or whatever, and there's a stereotype around it. But as a licensed marriage and family therapist for, I don't know, almost 15 years, and as a coach, and just as a grown-ass man having like big emotions at times and wants and desires and stuff like this, guys, we have to figure it out here first. We have to figure it out here in our head and in our heart before we can lead, before we can build stuff, before we can be consistent, before we can show up as our wives need us to show up. And especially kids, I read this thing today that if you have a problem single, then getting married will 10x that problem. And a lot of times, and this was the case with me and Melanie, oh Lord, it was the case, I had a lot of insecurities, inconsistencies, not knowing stuff, and I didn't even know myself. I remember Melanie's dad asked me a long time ago, maybe it was when we were engaged or something, he was like, well, yeah, you know, you're from the South and stuff. What's your worldview? Let's talk about it. And I was like, what the F is a worldview? And that sounds so silly, but the worldview was, have you ever thought about how you think about things? Have you ever thought about what your opinions, preferences, ideas, experience were, and how those influence the world around you? And to be honest, I didn't know, right? I didn't know. And a lot of guys, a lot of men go into marriage especially and go into relationships and the world not examining who they are, not examining what they stand for, what their purpose is. I'm reading an awesome book and I wish I had it in here. And I can't even think of the name. Maybe I'll keep it in the show notes or something. But it talks about we can have goals, we can have aspirations, we can have inspirations and also motivations. And when there is not a binding purpose below those things, overarching or undergirding the binding purpose, then those things fade away and they stop. We fizzle out. Guys, I know for a fact, I've talked to hundreds of you who get all hyped up, get all hot and heavy on 75 hard, or I'm going to do this January 2nd, I'm kicking everybody's ass, including my own. And then 14 days later, 21 days later, apparently it's factors of seven, 28 days later, we fizzle out because we got inspired because we listened to a podcast. We got motivated because we read a book. But we didn't create a purpose behind that. When me and Melanie were going through the shit of shits, my purpose, singular purpose, was to keep this marriage going and together. And that drove me for a year and a half, 2 years, when stuff even got worse, like emotionally, like the punch in the face. Yeah, okay, that was a blow, right? And that was an emotional blow, physical too, obviously. But there was so much emotional stuff that came after that that maybe you guys haven't heard. If you're new to the podcast, if you haven't listened to season one, go back and listen to it. We dive into our full story there. But if I hadn't had a purpose, then there was no way that I could have dealt with all the stuff that came after that. For Melanie too, our singular and sole purpose was to fix this marriage, to stay together, not only for ourselves, but also for the kids. And look where we are now, right? If we would have said no, I mean, this sometimes these things like hold on by like a hair, right? If I would have said no, or if I would have, God forbid, slapped Melanie back, or if I would have just said, F this, I'm out of here, we would not have a podcast. We wouldn't even have our third kid, our daughter, for crying out loud, right? But it is the purpose that all this stuff centered around. We're here because we had a purpose. So today, May is for men. I want to talk a little bit about purpose because you can listen to the rest of the episodes in May and go, oh man, that's inspiring. I wish I could do what Seth and Melanie do. Or that sounds cool. Wow, I saw a cool date night that they had on Instagram. But I have no purpose. So you're going to fizzle out. You're going to fade away and it won't be worth it. And you might wake up a couple of years later going, well, I tried all this stuff. What's the deal? I thought I was doing all this right. You have to figure out your purpose. And guys, listen to me. Find out what your purpose is as a man, independent of your wife, independent of your family, as a man, as a husband, and as a father, and then as a worker, and then an overall larger contributor to society, right? What is your purpose? Is it to make a ton of money, take the kids on vacation, take the wife on vacation, have a nice car? Is it to live life and create stuff and take chances and take risks and get tired of playing small? What is it? What is your purpose? Our purpose in this marriage, first individually, right? My purpose, and I've talked about this before, is to try my damnedest and best to live, and this is going to get weird here for a minute. You've heard me talk about this before. Carla, a lady we had on the show a long time ago, talked about what is her Carla-shaped space, right? And that hit me so hard because if you think about, if you just go outside and look up, especially at night, if you're in a place where you can see stars, if you look up and see the stars and the universe and the planets and the sun and all this stuff, right? The clouds, it's big, right? It's a big, giant, open space, and we're just a little dot in this universe. If you go outside and think about this, there is a U-shaped space. So for me, what is the Seth-shaped space? Because I've lived a lot of my years like this. And if you're watching I look like my shoulders are kind of crunched in, my back is kind of crouched down, right? I'm not in my full Seth-shaped space, right? And also, if you're watching, my full Seth-shaped space, I have my arms up in a power pose. Look up Amy Cuddy, Harvard University professor, TED Talk. Amy Cuddy, Cuddy. There's a power pose. My hands are out. Sometimes they're clenched like this. It's like that Muhammad Ali picture. Well, his arms are down, but he looks in full force, like he just kicked that dude's ass, which he did, and there is nothing or no one or no thing in the world that can stop him, right? That is his full shape space. My shape space, I imagine it like this. Yes, I'm just saying yes. Hell yeah. Fuck yeah. I did this, right? And the times that I've done something awesome, that is my go-to. It's like if a client has a breakthrough, I'm like, yes, awesome, good job. Or if Tuff does a cool skateboarding trick, or if Mayor does some karate move, or Hattie, you know, cooks an awesome thing or whatnot, or if something funny happens, I'm like, yes, that's awesome. I'm so happy for this. I do this at sporting events. I've done this at weddings. I've done it. And when we're speaking at our live events, stuff like that, like when people are like really hopped up and say, hey, your story helped change my story, and me and my wife are here. Me and my husband are here. Meet our daughter. Meet our kid. You guys kept us together. We didn't keep you together. You did the work that kept you together, right? So there's times like that. That's if I'm not living out my Seth-shaped space like this, arms up, fingers out, like this. Boom. That is my Seth-shaped space. You know why? Why is it? Because we're in a body, right? Now just stay with me. We're in a body, you know, fingers all the way to toes, right? That is you. It is how this body is how you experience the world, how you see the world, how you feel the world, how you smell, touch the world, everything. So what other faculties do we have to experience the world? I don't know if there are. Maybe I'm mistaken. Maybe it's like something weird and cosmic or whatnot. But if you're using only half of your shape space here, then you're leaving so much on the table. And one of my biggest damn things in this world, and part of my purpose, is to encourage you and to encourage others to not only have a purpose, but to believe in yourself, that you have exactly what it takes. You have every faculty there. You have every resource there to do exactly what you want. So men, listen to me on this. If your marriage sucks, if your job sucks, if your life sucks, if you don't have relationships with your kids, if you've had so much regret that you're just like, F it, I'm giving up, don't. You have everything that it takes. And a lot of people don't encourage men this way, right? So here's the summary of resources out there, especially marriage resources that suck. Not ours, though, because we're awesome. Go on date nights with your wife, communicate with her, love her, use her love language. And we say a lot of this stuff, right? But if you don't have it in you, if you don't believe that you can do it, and if you're not living out your full Jason-shaped space, why am I saying just the, it reminds me of the scene in Hercules, Brittany and Jason, the names and stuff. Paul, right? I'll use names of people I know. Paul, Scott, Justin, Dustin. I know a lot of guys, right? If you aren't occupying your full shape space independently of your wife, independently of your kids, independently of your job, you're going to have a hell of a time trying to communicate, looking forward to date nights, doing things you like, engaging fully, presently, emotionally, socially, spiritually, biologically with the people that you care about if you aren't comfortable in your own skin. So what do you have to do, guys? We're super good at white-knuckling shit all day. Why aren't we good at going to therapy? Why aren't we good at going to coaching? Why aren't we good in joining men's groups? Why aren't we good at those things? Maybe we think they're not important, but I'm here to tell you they are vitally important to the whole overall health and well-being of not only you, but your marriage, right? So again, one of my things is huge. You have everything that it takes. You have everything that it takes. Somebody else has done it. Somebody else will do it if you don't. Let me say those things again. Somebody else has done it. You may be looking at me and going, oh, well, Seth's doing it. Okay, that's cool. I can't do that. Bullshit. You can. If you don't do it, somebody else will. And we say this all the time. My coach told me this. Seth, if you don't start a men's group, if you don't start full-time coaching, if you don't start this movement, somebody else will. So I really got to thinking, wait a minute. Am I going to let that doubt, that fear, that uncertainty stop me from helping tens of thousands of people? That would be hard to ignore. Somebody else will do it. Do they have a Harvard degree? Do they have one more master's degree than I do? Are they taller than me? Do they look better than me? Do they have more money than I do? Maybe. But that doesn't matter. Everybody has the capacity to start with what you have and start where you are right now. You can hear these words. You go, oh man, that'd be nice. Well, I can't do it. I have to wait till, I don't know, January 1st, 2023. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? There are so many things that you have said no to that had you said yes, you would have been light years ahead. Light years. And on the converse of that, of course, there are good things that we say no to. Like, I remember, Melanie, if you're listening to this, I remember I had this chance to go out with a girl. Not since we've been married. This was in college. And she was rough, but I knew what would have happened had we gone out. And I really wanted to. But deep in my mind, I was like, that's not the right thing. And I didn't. Who knows where I would have ended up? Probably in South Carolina in a trailer park with her. I don't know. Hopefully not. Right? But I said no to that, and I'm here. And there's a million decisions like that that we've all made, right? But what I am wanting you guys to think about, especially men, what is holding you back right now? What is holding you back from getting on a coaching call, from joining a men's group, from going to therapy, going to counseling? What is holding you back from taking that leap? Oh, I need a new degree because I want to do this that'll build on this. I'm going to do that. I was thinking about this morning. In fact, I talked to a lot of guys who have college degrees and they aren't necessarily doing what they wanted to do, right? And for me, in my grad degree, I literally had to get a degree to do what I wanted to do, right? It wasn't like, oh, I don't know what I want to do. College is the next right step, so let's just do that, right? No, you don't need college. Don't think that you got to go to some four-year university or two or three or whatever to like go to the next step. Now, if it's very specific, well, I want to be an engineer, an electrical engineer. Okay, you got to go to school for that. Well, I want to be a firefighter. No, you don't. Well, I want to be a tradesman. No, you don't. You don't have any school with that. A lot of successful people I know, millionaires, in fact, are only high school graduates. That's all. They worked their ass off to get where they wanted to be because they had underlying purpose and they believed in themselves. So I'm going to go back to the Seth-shaped space. If you're not living in your full space, what are you doing? When me and Melanie were going through the shit, and I talk about this, we had a licensed therapist as a counselor. We were going through couples therapy, right? And he was a much older gentleman. And he, after a couple sessions of getting to know us, he looked me dead ass in the eye and said, Seth, what are you doing? What are you doing? And that was the point where I couldn't look behind me to go, is he talking to me? I couldn't slide over and go, oh, he's talking to you, Melanie. No, he looked me dead in the face, said, what are you doing, Seth? And that's when I had to go, I'm a grown-ass man. I have a wife. I've messed a lot of stuff up. I have two kids. What the hell am I doing? And that was one of the turning points where I said, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to fix this. Went to therapy, went to coaching, cut out other bullshit stuff in my life, and got laser focused. And that's why I'm able to talk to you this way, right? And I know that you guys have had points in that where it's kind of a proverbial line in the sand where you're like, that's it. Somebody very, 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 very near and dear to me right now has drawn his line in the sand. And I am so excited for him. I thank God for that. Because after years, there was no line in the sand. There was no purpose. There was no, this stops now. But thank God, he has reached that point. And I look so forward to the relationships and the opportunities and the things that will be built and experienced and cherished as awesome memories because he chose to draw a fucking line in the sand. What are you doing? Now that is funny. I'm going to leave that in. I slammed the table and the laugh track came on. Maybe what you're doing is fucking laughable. What I was doing was laughable. Treating Melanie a certain way, treating the kids a certain way, expecting some amazing outcome because I did one cool thing and think Melanie should kiss my ass for the next 10 years. That is laughable. So many of you guys do 1 week of something, 2 weeks of something. If you're doing really good and really motivated, you do 3 weeks of something and you don't see progress for the bullshit that you've drug your wife through in the previous 10 years. You think 21 days is going to make up for 10 years? Wake up. Wake up. If this is your wake-up call, use it. Wake up. No one's going to come to save you. No one is going to drag your ass out of bed. No one is going to do it for you. You have to do it. You have the capacity to do any fucking motherfucking thing you want. That's it. Now, I'm a therapist. I know trauma. I've experienced trauma. I've dealt with years and years and years and years of trauma with clients. I give complete validity to that and empathy and compassion to that, right? How many of you are letting your trauma be drama in your current life? How many? You know what? Because that equals excuses. I can't do this. She's a bitch. We haven't had sex in 6 months. This and this. Whatever. My boss. Guys, you have what it takes. I am talking to the men. When I say guys, I mean an actual man with balls listening right now. You have everything that it takes to change your life, to get your ass happy, to change your marriage, to change your family, to change your job, to change the next 1, 2, 3, 10, 20, 30 years of your life. Dream with me here. What do you want your life to be when you're 65, 55, 45, 35? What do you want it to be? Because if you can dream it, you can do it. If it is in here, in your head, that's what I'm pointing to right now, or in here, in your heart, you can do it. A lot of us will hear these words. No, fuck that. I'm not part of the us. A lot of you will hear these words and say, it must be nice. I'll do it tomorrow. I can't do that. I can't afford it. I don't have time. If my wife was like Melanie, I could. If my husband was like Seth, I could. You can make up any excuse you want for the rest of your life. You can. It's free. It's easy. It's the easiest damn thing to do. Everybody does it. You can put it off for the rest of your life. Where will that get you? Anything worth having, worth taking care of, worth cherishing, is worth working for. We know this. Zillions of studies talk about this. But what does that actually mean for you, man, husband, dad, father? What does that mean for you? Wake your ass up. Do something different. Believe in yourself. If you're the root cause of the problem, which we all are, go fix it. Go get accountability. Go get encouragement. Go get strength in numbers. If you could have done it alone, you would have done it by now. If you, husband, dad, father, man, could have done it alone, you would have done it by now. Stop bullshitting yourself thinking, oh, it's okay. Don't believe, we talked about this in the men's group this morning, 4 hours ago, we get on a path, have a mini awakening and go, oh shit, I'm really messing stuff up. Let me go to counseling for a bit. Let me stop drinking for a bit. Let me stop looking at porn for a bit. Did it for 21 days. I'm good. Wow. I got 2 months in of not being an asshole to my wife and not doing stupid ass shit. Oh, wow. I deserve everything. 60 days of work? In what other capacity can you do 60 days of work and then expect the world? School doesn't work that way. Jobs don't work that way. Cutting the grass doesn't work that way. Well, I cut it June 1st and it's July 3rd. Why is it so high? I cut it once. Come on, guys. We're all better than that. And you know what I'm talking about. We've all been there before. And I can yell at you and cuss at you this way because I have been there before. But guess what? I'm not there now. And I have the guardrails and the know-how and the experience and the team. And I'm not talking about AOM team, AOU team. I'm talking about group in the mastermind that I'm in. Yeah, I'm in a separate mastermind that costs almost $1,000 a month. Oh, that's too much. Okay. If you want this, do stuff like this, right? I'm talking about the guys in Badass Husband Mastermind as well. That is a solid team, and I want you to be a part of it. Badasshusband.com if you want more information. But this is for you. It's not for me. I'm going to get mine. I'm going to make sure that I have the accountability. I'm going to make sure that I have the encouragement. I'm going to make sure that I have the safety guardrails and the goals and the purpose and the journal and the books and the subscriptions and the mastermind and the coaching, all this stuff. I'm going to make sure, right? And sometimes what I needed was someone to say, hey, you need this in your life. You, Seth, need this in your life because you have an ego. You're not very humble. You aren't in reality sometimes. You need this in your life to keep you on track. If you want this, you have to do this. Nothing else in this world. Give me an example when we get stuff for free. Sure, my grandma gave me $20 for my birthday once. Okay, yeah, that was for free. Easy, right? Nice house, nice marriage, good family, relationships that matter, good brotherhoods with other dudes who are doing shit like this, right? Good sex, good communication, good 401k, good Roth IRA, whatever it is, good career. You must do work. So men, and I'm going to wrap this up here, men, if you want this, this is for you. Let's start it out here, because everything that we say, we're going to talk about sex. We're going to talk about men's view of communication, men's view of love languages, all kinds of stuff in the coming episodes, right? But if you don't have this, then that all that information, you're going to hear and go, oh, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, communication. Okay, yeah, that's great. But if you don't believe it in here, in your heart, if you aren't filling up your, insert your name, your Paul shape space, your Jesse shape space, your Nathan shape space, if you don't have it here, it's going to be really, 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 really difficult, and you're going to burn out and get disappointed, and you're going to say, see, that didn't work. I could say, you know what? I want to walk to South Carolina. We're in Seattle now. Okay, it's east of here. I start walking north for 2 days and go, well, I'm not even closer. Then I get mad and give up on going to South Carolina. That makes no logic, right? Oh, now I'm in Vancouver or BC or something like that. That doesn't make any sense. Why do we think that we can do it alone? Why do we think that if I've done it for 7, 10, 21, 40 days, that everything is going to change? Patience is key. Progress is incremental. And giant, consistent steps in the right and same direction make a difference. So listen to this, write it down, get encouraged, get accountable to someone who is not yourself, get a guy, team, badasshusband.com, of other men who are encouraging, who are accountable, who want the same shit you do. We all want to have awesome sex. We all want to not be angry. We all want awesome relationships with our kids. All of us want money, and all of us want to look back and go, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. I put in these safety nets, these safeguards, and I have men who are accountable to me, and I am accountable to them. You can't do it alone. Don't bullshit yourself. Okay? So listen to this episode first. I promise you it will help. You can't do it alone. And if you could have done it alone, you would have done it by now. So I love you. Like, dude to do, a former coaching client sent me a video message and he said, I love you like 3 times in that. And I was like, that is awesome. Having relationships like that, encouraging. I love it when I get video messages like that and I send out a bunch of video messages as well. Like, hey, bro, I see you. I see you winning. I see you working towards your goals. I want you to know that I'm proud of you. I'm encouraging you and I love you. You got this. That's what the men's group does, right? And guys, we all need that, not just from our wife, but other dudes who are doing awesome shit. So if that's you, join our group, get coaching, or just share the show. If you're already in those other arenas, awesome. I hope this show has encouraged you, has made you think about some stuff, and made you really realize, wow, I'm not taking up my full Seth shape space, or whatever my name is, shape space. Do this. Get in a pose that feels awesome, that you just like scored a touchdown or you just knocked the guy out or something. I don't know, something powerful. It's masculine. It's in control. You're leading something powerful, right? Because you have that in you. Whatever it is. And may your first pose be the one that you stick with, because that's probably the most powerful one. Mine, hands up, knees bent a little bit. Boom, I just scored a touchdown. I just killed a deer. I just killed the promotion. I just had an awesome conversation. I just led my family in a way that I am super proud of. Guys, you can have that. It is in your grasp, but you have to do work. I encourage you to do it. Do what you got to do. Call me anytime. Email me anytime. hello@anatomymarriage.com. More than happy to hop on a call. All right, guys, I'm not saying this because I'm mad. I'm saying this because I love you, and I am mad that we leave so much on the table. We leave so much on the table. You want your wife to love you and to jump your bones when you get home? Do all this stuff I'm saying, and I guarantee that she will respond in kind, and everything will improve. So, again, I love you guys. Go check it out. No calls to action, none of that stuff. Thank you so much for listening, and I'm looking forward to May. All right, guys, love you. Peace out.
Thanks for listening to Anatomy of Us. This podcast is produced by my mom, Melanie Studley, and hosted by my dad, Seth Studley. Our show is edited and published by our producer, Reba Hansen, from Creative Media Support. Special thanks to our Patreon members that get an extra episode every week. Thanks for watching. Love you. Bye.